more to come during the year. It's become a new custom to begin these readings by introducing a voice not on the program to throw some poems into the air and get us kind of settled in here. This evening's poet is originally from Central America, from Panama. He's been living in the United States for quite a long time, in St. Louis for, a year or two. Has been reading some of his poems around town in a series going on monthly in Soulard. And so please welcome Stephen Pitters, who will introduce Poetry into the Air and then our first featured reader, Stephen Pitters.
Thank you very much. I'd like to share with you three poems. The first one is called Systems Overload, or How It Is to Try and Not Care Too Much About Someone That You Like a Lot. Systems Overload. It is a sick and worthless grief revolving in the summit of my ear, an inward tear falling. I am falling. The pain that has been calling me in your image, stealing my thoughts with silent pining, a pining close to a roar of a memory I can't obscure. Open the door I myself dared close, and let this sickness out, monster without reprieve, joyous goodness I conceived, melancholy minstrel I believe. Is it safe to rise from this wanton sleep and worthless grief, to view the need of feelings gone mad from celebrations in ecstasies they should have had, and too much of what just turned sad? Is it time, is it, to release the minions cloistered in care, sequestered by love? It is time to rise and kindle the spirit in the sanctuaries of the heart, where beginnings and partings are. The second poem is called The Picture Doesn't Fit the Frame. It's an introspection. The ache lay in learning the steps that provide no backward glance for the squire who failed to mount. His fast-paced steed broke the quiet morn, wide-eyed and bewildered with ever a forward stride. A silken robe muddied fell, no herald appeared to sound recall. Lest resolution's joy be a silent doubt, the mist by the marshes grew as his nostrils flared open. From the speed in his hooves, he wrenched and tore the earth beneath them. His echoes from the canyon made the squire weep as he lay tousled upon his sheets. His vaunted pride lost in a glow, he tried for comfort in the grains below, where days and nights now pass as one, and the hope he sought rested sharply at hand. There, the horseman stared at the picture that doesn't fit the frame. The third poem is called Atumwa's Crossing. Where is the bridge you dare not cross again? Have we not traveled far, passing fields of corn, and the alarm of a heart stopped in its final orchestrated beat at some hill's crest? If pain be found across a bridge is yet too far, dare you cross it and not surrender to thoughts and wishes that a moment's desire had stolen? What have you given that tomorrow can't restore upon your awakening? We have traveled long and with truth and borrowed each other's strength encased in casual care with the fear that weaves wanderers into one sweet ball at a final goodbye. Have you crossed that bridge yet? We have gone over patches of dirt and sand and rested our sore doubts by roadsides whose names only memory and hope remembers, for which of us will for cause come this way soon? And what will we take as a token on an indifferent night quietly to our room? Perhaps a share of time limited and the joy of the gray warm light so early above the day's first fog at the last bridge we crossed together. Thank you very much.